Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Burt Show.
Late Burt Show listeners are fired up now, man. We just talked to Danielle, who wants to homeschool her fourth and fifth grader. Say she's qualified to do it. She spends a half an hour doing homework with them anyway.
All right, they have dinner together.
How hard can this be?
Yeah, she's going to spend her summer going online and figuring out how to do it correctly.
Yeah, well, and she hadn't even thought of that yet. She hadn't even thought about going to the internet to find out qualifications for accreditation or what the kids were going to have to go through.
Well, I don't think she's figured out that her children aren't as good as students as she thought they were. Thank you.
Good morning, Burt Show. Hello.
Hello, this is Amir. I just wanted to say that instead of trying to educate, homeschool her kids, she should take this time to go back and educate herself so she can help her kids with their homework.
Serious. I think Wendy had the best idea, man. I mean, go ahead, let the public system do their thing, and then why don't you go ahead and actually help them at the end of the day?
Well, spend the extra time teaching them or going over their homework or doing their homework with them. I think her husband should even help in that, because if he's going to do the 2 extra hours that she says he's going to do, he can do that just helping them out every day.
That is so old-fashioned.
Wendy,
I mean,
what's the matter with you?
Yes, when I was a kid, my parents knew my teachers, and they worked together. And if I got in trouble and was sent home from school, my parents took the teacher's side. That is so old-fashioned. That doesn't work nowadays.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. Shirley says we're not taking this nearly seriously enough.
We're not?
Shirley, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Hello.
Hello, this is Shirley.
Good morning, Shirley.
You're about to chew us out, aren't you?
Well,
what do we do?
I'm pretty dumbfounded at the fact that y'all are laughing at her education.
What do you mean?
Her husband pretty much has a decent education, but y'all continuously laugh about her education. You know, she's not had time to check in on this. This is the first, you know, she's just now deciding to take her kids out of public school, and I personally would too. I have a senior, I have a seventh grader, I have a fourth grader now that has failed every year from the first grade up until now. She has failed every year of school, but yet she's passed her CRCT. Every test you give her, she passes. At home, her homework looks better, you know, the stuff I help her with and stuff. My youngest daughter is not getting what she needs in school either.
Shirley,
I don't even have a GED. I had to go and get my GED at 30 years old. And I help my children.
Well, I say congratulations on that.
Some kids are different. You know, some kids are different, and the school system might work for one but not the other. But to laugh at this lady about her own education and say that she needs to give one before she helps these children, you know, you're not even looking at her problem. Her problem isn't her education.
Shirley, let me disagree with you for a second, because I think that if you make the decision to homeschool, then you better do your homework before you make that decision. You're saying she just now thought of it. She hasn't had the chance to do the homework. My feeling
and
is you do that homework
that
beforehand.
Did, that she, over the weekend, that there, after talking to y'all Friday, that there were things that she learned that she needed to do. I just feel like everybody's here giving her a hard time instead of, like, you know, helping her through it. It's like, you know, the laughter to me, I think, is what bothering me more than anything, is to laugh at her education.
I don't think we were laughing at her education. I think we were laughing at her lack of education on how to homeschool her kids, because she doesn't know a method that she wants to use yet. She didn't know she needed to be accredited to even homeschool her kids. I think she needed to be educated on the entire process before even pulling her kids out of regular school.
No, I commend you for getting your GED at 30. It doesn't matter how old you are. And it has nothing to do with the fact that she only has a high school education. Right. It's the fact that she needs to be educated on how to educate others. Mm-hmm. There's a total difference.
Like, I just think it's too big a decision to wait. I mean, she's made the decision already.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you make a decision like that, you have to factor in everything that you know going into that. So she should have gone to the internet. She should have talked to other parents that have homeschooled also and done all the research before she even talked to her husband over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
She's just doing it kind of backwards to me.
Yeah, and it's, I guess, to each his own. I just really feel that homeschooling is just, I don't know, it's just this animosity toward the education system. And I feel like, I don't know, I maybe naively make a judgment call on people who homeschool because I feel like you are fighting against teachers than you are helping them.
We were just talking to Danielle here, who has already agreed to start homeschooling her kids. They're in fourth and fifth grade, and she just feels like she can do a better job than the public school system can, and she feels like she can give them A's, getting into a better college, but she hasn't done any research. She's done nothing. She's made this decision with no education behind her, and people are upset about it. Hey, Sierra, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Like she's planning on fluffing up their grades by saying that their C's are going to go through her and she'll be able to monitor that she can do after school, like y'all said. But it sounds like she's planning on giving them better grades in the hopes that they'll get into a better college later.
Yes.
And I think it's just a huge mistake. I went through public school and it's the effort you put behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a regular public school, but I still graduated in 3 years. It's not anything that you can't just study for.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Julie here says I'm being a little arrogant about this. Julie, go ahead. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey there, Burt. I just wanted to say that I do think you are handling this a little arrogantly.
Hey, how's that?
I think you're taking it too lightly and relying solely on the public school system.
Lightly.
And you cannot rely on our governments and our public school system solely. I do feel that, you know, my daughter on April 15th in fourth grade, I decided to remove immediately that day and homeschool, did research and homeschool. And I've had the backing of her speech therapist, her psychologist, her mental therapist. The school system had dropped the bomb. They weren't doing what they needed to do with my daughter. They had removed her from speech therapy. They had removed her from the private resource classroom. They had put her in a public classroom. And it was, you know, driving my child crazy. She's bipolar, and we were having fits and rages, and she wasn't doing good. And once we get her out of the public school system, we have made a 360 change. A 180. She is completely different.
Julie, you're twisting what my message is. My message is don't homeschool your children. My message is if you're going to homeschool your children, know what you're doing before you make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying. I didn't know. I made the decision that day. Came home and did my research. She has time to do her research.
Yeah, I personally
think
that's
irresponsible. You guys are taking it like this is some, it's not hard to do. People think homeschool is going to be so hard and so much work. It's not hard to do. Take the child out of school, do your research, and find a program that works. It's not. It can take 2 days on the internet.
No, I'm going to defend teachers here. I mean, your child may have a special need, but that is an insult to teachers who spend so much of their time learning this career, and you say in 2 days you're as good of a teacher as those that have gone to school to do it. I think that's an insult to the education system and to teachers everywhere. Absolutely.
It was arrogant. Her statement was arrogant.
That is offensive to think in 48 hours you're going to be smarter than teachers in our school system. Horrible.
Her statement about me being arrogant was arrogant.
Yeah. You are kind of arrogant.
Guilty?
The Burt Show.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.